like a string around my finger, like a note upon.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Bless the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last week we stopped at verse 56 of Matthew 27, and we are going to be continuing from there, and then go on to verse 57. So we see in verse 56, it spoke of the women who were following Jesus, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's son. And we mentioned last week about four other Marys apart from Mary the mother of Jesus, that it was mentioned, or that is mentioned in the gospel writings. We see Mary Magdalene in Luke 8, 2-3. Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, not James the apostle. And we see that's in Matthew 27, 56. We see Mary of Bethany, that's Lazarus' sister. And we can find that in John 11, 5. And we see Mary, the wife of Cleopas, John 19, 25. So we see, people of God, all these Marys were mentioned in the gospel writings. So we see, people of God, that we have to understand that many of these Marys were followers of Jesus Christ. They were followers, and we read that many women followed Jesus and were and looking there. They were following, they followed him and were looking on from afar. They were looking on from afar, but they were still there. That's the important thing. So it's important, people of God, that we continue to follow Jesus no matter what is going on. Continue to follow him and continue to do his will. So we're going to be starting from verse 57 this week. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you are God, you reign supreme, you are in complete control, you are the sovereign Lord. We thank you, O God, for this time, this opportunity to bring forth your word. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you'll continue, O God, to lead us and guide us into all truth. We'll continue to illuminate your word to us. O God, we pray for revelation, knowledge, that we will walk along this journey and we will not stumble. Your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Father God Almighty, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God. We will continue to follow you, Jesus, who is the light of the world. O God, you said if we follow you, we will not walk in darkness. Oh God, but we will have the light of life. We pray today that we will have the light of life, which is your word, oh God. Oh God, we pray that we will love your commandments. We will do them, oh God Almighty, bringing honor and glory to your name. Lord, we thank you again for who you are and what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your people who take the time out to come to hear your word. And we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that this word, oh God, will bring forth change in the hearts of your people. Oh God Almighty, as your truth comes forth, oh God, it will bring forth an inner change, which will be shown on the outside. Whatever they do, oh God, will reflect you, Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Jesus, and honor you, oh God, for who you are and for the work that you have done on the cross for them. So we just thank you right now for dying that we might live. And because you live, we live. We thank you that you are our blessed hope, Jesus. And we, oh God, are looking for you, oh God, to come back for us so that we will be with you forevermore. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we love you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. Help us to love you more with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. Help us to give you everything. Lord, we bless and honor and look to you. Thank you, oh, God Almighty, for your word this evening. And thank you for imparting your truth to us. And we pray that we will walk, oh, God Almighty, Lord, in revelation knowledge, bringing honor to your name. Father, we thank you and we bless you and look to you by faith. In Jesus' name, and we say amen, amen. Praise God. So we continue from Matthew chapter 27, verse 57. So the word said, now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had become a disciple of Jesus. And verse 58 said, this man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. So we see after Jesus' death, this rich man came, named Joseph. He was of Arimathea, who himself had become a disciple of Jesus Christ. People of God, this man was a disciple of Jesus. But we're going to read John's account to hear a little more about this Joseph of Arimathea, who had become a disciple of Jesus. So we see John made it clear here in John 19, verse 38, that this man, Joseph, was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly. Hear what the word of God says in John 19, verse 38. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. People of God, this is John's account. The word said Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly. He didn't want anybody to know, people of God, that he was a disciple of Jesus. He didn't want anyone to know, people of God. He did it secretly. He loved Jesus, but he didn't want anybody to know. But people of God, we cannot be ashamed of Jesus. We have to come to that place where we understand that Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives and we proclaim him wherever we go. Let us not be ashamed to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord and Lord of our lives. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power of God unto salvation. We see John here said that this Joseph who took Jesus' body, being a disciple of Jesus, he was a follower, but secretly he didn't want anybody to know. This was a rich man. People of God, he didn't want anybody to know. He didn't want the religious people to know that he was on Jesus' side. But people of God, we must let everybody know. Let everybody know that Jesus is Lord of our lives. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. So when we go, we can't hide. People of God, we must go out and proclaim Jesus loud and clear to those that we come in contact with, that Jesus Christ is Lord. This Joseph loved Jesus, but he was secret with it. John said he did it secretly. He was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews. He was afraid of the religious leaders. He was afraid, people of God. Whatever they could have done to him, we don't know. The word didn't say, but he was afraid of them. So the word said that he went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Jesus gave, and we see Pilate gave him permission to take the body of Jesus. Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. And verse 59 said, when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. So Joseph wrapped the body in clean linen cloth, people of God. And we see, people of God, as the word tells us also, when we go back to John's account, in John 19, it says also, so he came and took the body of Jesus. And it said in verse 39 of John 19, and Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night. So we see Nicodemus was a religious person. He was from the religious sect. The word said that he came to Jesus, the same Nicodemus who came to Jesus by night. We can read about that in John chapter 3. Also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes. So Nicodemus also came with Joseph. People of God, we must understand this. So it wasn't Joseph alone. Nicodemus came also with aloe, with myrrh and aloe. These were there, people of God. They were there to embalm Jesus. These sweet spices, the Bible said about 100 pounds. Why so much? This amount of embalmment fluid was used only for a king. So we have to understand, people of God, that God gave the revelation to Nicodemus that this is the King of Kings. So we see he came. He came along with Joseph. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh. So for them, people have got to embalm and wrap this body. They put all these spices, myrrh and aloe. 100 pounds fit for a king. Only a king would be embalmed with so much of these precious ointments, people of God. Then they took the body of Jesus, verse 40 said, and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. And now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb. I'm reading from John's account. In the garden was a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby. Remember, they had to take that body down, people of God, because the Sabbath was coming up. And we see, people of God, they had to take that body down and put it in that new tomb. We see, people of God, that he had his place also with the rich. For the word of God tells us that this man was a rich man. Joseph of Arimathea was a rich man. And he was also a disciple of Jesus Christ. So we see Jesus was buried in the tomb of a rich man. So we have to understand all these truths, people of God. So we have to understand. The word said in Isaiah 53:9, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. With the rich at his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. His grave was with the rich. With the rich at his death. He was buried in a rich man's tomb. People of God, we see prophecies fulfilled. Isaiah prophesied this over 700 years before Christ came. And the word of God came through. It must come through. God's word has to be fulfilled. We see, people of God, they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. So we see where, people of God, he was numbered with the transgressors. Those two thieves died on the cross with him. But people of God, the word tells us that with the rich, his grave was with the rich at his death. So we have to understand this truth, people of God, that all that was prophesied about Jesus had to be fulfilled. Had to be fulfilled. So we see where Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean linen cloth, and laid it in a new tomb, verse 60 of Matthew 27. Laid it in his new tomb, his new tomb. It was Joseph, the rich man's tomb, that Jesus was laid in, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. So we see, people of God, Joseph, the secret disciple, made sure Jesus was well taken care of at his death. Jesus got a proper burial in a new tomb, people of God. He was embalmed like a king, as he is a king. So we see, people of God, the revelation came to them. Nicodemus came with his 100 pounds of spices of myrrh and aloe to embalm Jesus. Why? Because he got the revelation. This is the King of the Jews. He is the King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. So he deserved the burial of a king. He was placed in a new tomb. He was placed, people of God, in a rich man's grave. This rich man, who was a secret disciple, said, I must put my Savior in my new tomb. I must give him everything that's new. He is deserving of it. So we see, people of God, he got a proper burial, because there were people ready and willing to take care of Jesus at his death. And the verse 60 said, Joseph laid him in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. So he made sure Jesus' body was secure in that tomb. Look at verse 61. The word of God tells us. And Mary Magdalene was there, and other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. The word tells us Mary Magdalene was there. Mary Magdalene did not leave Jesus, people of God. And the word tells us in Luke 8:2, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons. This Mary, people of God, was freed from the demonic possession. Demons, seven demons possessed this woman. They called her Mary Magdalene because she must have been from the town of Magdala. So we see, people of God, the word said they were healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Whatever they were healed of, the others, the women would follow Jesus. So people of God, Jesus has done so much for us. Why are we not following him? This Mary Magdalene would not stop from following Jesus, even though at times they were afar off, but they were still following Jesus. The word said out of her came seven demons. So people of God, can you imagine you are freed from seven demons? You must follow the Savior. You must follow the one who rescued you. You must follow your deliverer. So we see Mary Magdalene was always mentioned here in the gospel writings because she never refrained from following Jesus. Even at death, we see Mary sitting near the tomb. Look at verse 62 of Matthew 27. On the next day which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate. The next day which followed the day of preparation, so there was preparation for the Sabbath day, the Passover, also the Sabbath day, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate. Look at verse 63, saying, Sir, we remember while he was still alive. They didn't even call his name. They said he. Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, after 3 days I will rise. So they called him a deceiver. They called Jesus a deceiver. And people of God, many who are not for us, many who are not for Jesus, will call us deceivers. They will call us all manner of names, people of God. They will hate us without a cause because they hate Jesus. These religious people hated Jesus. The word tells us they were envious of him. They have never seen another rabbi like him, people of God. So they couldn't even call his name. They said to Pilate, Sir, we remember while he was still alive. They didn't even say Jesus was still alive. They said while he was still alive. How that deceiver, they called him a deceiver. They were the ones who were deceivers. But they called Jesus a deceiver. Saying that Jesus said after 3 days, I will rise again. So look on what they were coming to ask Pilate. Look on verse 64 of Matthew 27. Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day. Lest his disciple come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. So see what they were coming with, people of God. That Pilate should make sure that the tomb is secure because his disciple might come by night to steal him away and say that he is risen. So people of God, they want to do everything to discredit what Jesus has done or what Jesus has said. So they say his disciple going to come. He said he's going to rise again. But what they are saying, he's not going to rise again. His disciples might come and steal him away so that people will believe that he has risen. So they're saying the last deception will be worse than the first. And people of God, they called our Savior a deceiver. They were the ones who were deceivers because they failed to believe in the Son of God. Look on verse 65 of Matthew 27. Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." You have a guard. Go your way. Pilate didn't want anything to do with this. You have a guard, Jewish people, religious people. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how to. So we see Pilate, people of God, gave them permission. Go your way. You have a guard. He's not going to send no guard. You have a guard. Go your way. And make it as secure as you know how to. So people of God, people will do anything to discredit the message that we have. They will call us deceivers. They will call us all manner of names. But we must know who we are, people of God. Jesus knew who he is. So people of God, he didn't take his eyes off the mission. He tells us that he comes to seek and to save that which is lost. So we must know our mission. And we must know who we are in Christ Jesus. We are predestined to be adopted into his family. We are called, people of God, to live a life blameless and holy before him. We must know who we are and live a life that is pleasing to him. So we see people will hate us. People will say all manner of evil against us, just like the religious people. They hated Jesus without a cause. They didn't even want to call his name. They called him a deceiver, saying that he said that after 3 days he will rise again. So make sure that that tomb is secure so that the disciples don't come and steal him away. People of God, he is risen. The grave couldn't hold him down. But we see, people of God, the same Pilate who washed his hands and said, "I don't want anything to do with this innocent man." He said, "You have a guard," he said to the religious people. He was the governor at that time, so they had to come to him to get permission. But he turned to them and said, "You have a guard," in verse 65 of Matthew 27. "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how. You go your way and see to it. You take care of that. I'm not going to send any guard. You have a guard. Go your way and make it as secure as you know." Look at verse 66, the last verse in Matthew 27. The word says, "So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard." They went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. People of God, the word of God tells us that death could not hold him down. Nothing could hold him down. Nothing could hold Jesus down. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the omnipotent God. He's all powerful, people of God. All power and authority is given unto him. So no grave, no tomb couldn't hold him down. Death couldn't hold him. When, after 3 days, it was time for him to rise from the dead. Nothing could hold him. No guard could stop him. No stone could stop him. No matter how they seal and secure that tomb, that couldn't stop Jesus. They went and made the tomb as secure as possible, sealing the stone. They put seal over the stone and setting guards there. We have to keep him right there where he belonged, or else they said his disciples were coming to steal him away, and then people would believe that he's risen. But we know that he's risen. Those of us who have put our trust in him know that he is risen. We know that we serve a risen Savior. People of God, it's not what people say, is what the Holy Ghost has revealed to us. And the Word of God tells us that the Holy Spirit has come to testify to us of Jesus Christ. And if we have the Holy Spirit with us and in us, he will guide us into all truth. And he will bring to our memory the word that Jesus has spoken to us. So we need to know and understand, people of God, that we have the blessed Comforter with us. Jesus said, it is expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. And people of God, he went away, he ascended on high. And the Holy Spirit came, and the Holy Spirit is here, and the Holy Spirit is living with us and in us. All of us who have put our trust in Jesus Christ. So we know we serve a risen Savior. We know without a doubt. So it doesn't matter what anyone wants to say. We know that Jesus Christ is real. We know that he is risen. We know, people of God, he came, he died, he rose again, and he ascended on high. We know he ever lived to make intercession for us. We know, people of God, that our great high priest is interceding for us at this time. People of God, we know. Those of us who truly have put our trust in Jesus Christ, let us not be deterred by what people are saying, but let us look to the word of God and stay confident in the word that whatever Jesus says is true. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Truth is unchangeable. This word cannot change, people of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but his word stands forever. Let us continue to hold firmly to the word of God. Let us not be distracted in this time. So many winds of doctrines are blowing, but we want to be mature people who will not be tossed about with every wind of doctrine, but continue to believe on Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. Continue to believe that the Comforter is with us. Continue to believe that we are not alone, we are not forsaken. God is with us. Blessed be his name. So we thank God for his word to us. And next week, God's willing, we'll continue in Matthew 28. So let us continue to hold firmly to his word. Let us continue to trust in Jesus wholeheartedly. Let us continue to know and understand, people of God, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his intercessory role for us at this time. Let us not forget Mount Calvary. Let us not forget, people of God, that the captain of our salvation was made perfect through suffering. People of God, we have to understand that we, people of God, are so precious to him. We are so precious to our Lord Jesus Christ that he would come and die for us. He demonstrated that love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God bless you here this evening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you, O God, that your word is reforming us, reshaping us, changing us from the inside out. We thank you, O God Almighty, that you are preparing a people, O God Almighty, for your coming. For your coming is near. So we pray today, O God, as we hear your word, we will not just be hearers of your word, but be doers of your word. Have your way in our lives, O God. And keep us looking unto you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we bless and honor and give you glory always. O God, may our lives continue, O God, to reflect you in every way. And in everything that we do, help us to honor you. Father, we look to you by faith and we thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We bless and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.